listening to KRUULP 100.1 FM, the voice of Fairfield, Iowa, and beyond. Our grassroots, solar-powered community, open source, and all sorts of other good things radio station.
Right, everything good about it.
And this is Writers' Voices. I'm your host, Monica Hadley, and with me is my co-host and mom, Caroline.
Yes, I answer to both, yes.
So what have you been reading this week, Mom?
Well, I'll tell you, it's been a good week. It's been a good week, and I'm reading lots of interesting things. I'm reading a lot of, my friend sends me a lot of articles from North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina newspaper.
My friend.
And and so I've been reading that, and I'm also, I'm reading a book for church, for a study group that I'm interested in. So A Juicy Joyful Life, which is a very interesting book, and that's our book for today. Our author for today is Linda Joy, and she launched Aspire magazine in 2005 to inspire women to live deeply more authentic and inspired lives. She credits Aspire's rapid growth to her collaborative business model that she calls the Feminine Conscious Business Model for Abundant Success. And it's based on the five core principles that she operates from: relationships, collaboration, intention, service, and abundance. Her new anthology, titled A Juicy Joyful Life, Inspiration from Women Who Have Found the Sweetness in Every Day, will be released in September 2010. And that's what we're talking about today.
Welcome to Writers' Voices, Linda.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So is today the actual release date, I might understand?
Oh, actually, it is up on the Amazon. And yes, I just had our big shipment delivered late yesterday afternoon.
Wow.
Official book launch. We're running an online bestseller campaign. Is next Wednesday. So I guess that would be the official launch of the book.
Okay.
So we're so excited about that. And the authors are having a ball picking up their books, those who live on this side of the country anyway, having them shipped. So it's like a bunch of women on Christmas Eve waiting to see what's in the box.
Oh.
So, and I'm sure you understand, you know, you put your heart and soul into birthing a book or a story, and I've been blessed that these are amazing women, and they honored me by allowing me to share their stories.
So, Linda, is this your first book then?
Yes, I've been a magazine publisher for 5 years in the same genre, which is women's inspiration. We're one of the premier inspirational mags for women now. And what happened is a lot of women over the years kept reaching out to me, because even at Aspire, we may take articles and stories from leading visionaries and authors, but I've always accepted stories from everyday women just like you and I, who I just believe have an innate wisdom to share. So then as my other company grew and we were hosting a lot of events, I just said, there are so many women that have amazing wisdom to share, but they don't have the platform or the venue or the background to do it. So in January, I just said, I'm starting a new publishing company, and it's called Inspired Living Publishing. We announced our book. We had 500 calls for 41 spots in the book.
Wait a minute. You just started this in January?
I started my new publishing company for the book in January.
Wow.
In less than 9 months, we're holding the book in our hands.
Wow.
When you see the quality. We just met with a consultant yesterday who actually saw the first book off the truck, and his words were top-notch, top quality, from layout to design. But I know this isn't the first one. I like to say I'm not in the publishing business. I'm in the inspiration business, and publishing is the tool I use. Just like you and your mom are as passionate about what you do, and you use radio as a tool to share that message, correct?
Right.
Well, it's the same thing. I use the written word, whether it's my own or others. I like to say I'm the middleman. I like to bring the wisdom of others to life. And I think women right now have an unbelievable, beautiful gift to share. So, yeah, I started the company in January, announced our first call for authors for A Juicy Joyful Life, and we received over 500 emails, and I had a narrow it down, and I interviewed every author that was part of this book, because I wanted the energy in the intention of every story to fit what my mission is, which is really to tell women, your story does not define you. Your past does not define you. That at any time in your life, you can choose to write a new chapter, a new story. And when they read the stories of what these women have overcome, they're all written by women who have gone through their journey and come out the other side in the light. In other words, they've removed the victim mask. They embrace every challenge that they did go through, and that's why I wanted their stories. They've come out the other side and can show women anything is possible. It doesn't matter where you've been. It matters where you want to go. And that's the purpose behind the book.
Wow.
To say, ladies, you can rewrite your personal story. And I've shared mine many times. I mean, I'm a former welfare mom, battered woman. And in this 18-year journey from welfare mom to inspirational publisher, just my story alone should get women to say, well, if she did it, came this. Well, imagine a book filled with 41 amazing, powerful women who stepped forward to share their authentic truth. They took off their mask because this book isn't fluff. This book is very deep stories where women step forward with a collective intention of saying, let us open ourselves up to say, ladies, you have to believe because anything is possible.
Because
that's what we all believe in. And that's why it was important to me to interview everyone for the book to make sure they fit into that space where they could inspire from their own actions.
Because every person has the power within themselves.
You know, I'm a little passionate about it.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, yeah, I love what I do. I'm glad.
Well, Linda, when you said you announced the book, how did you do that? How did these 500 potential
Aspire Magazine is an inspirational magazine for women. We now have subscribers all over the globe. All women, of course, who are interested in a magazine that talks to them and not at them. Our magazine is about leading women on a deeper journey within, whatever that may be. So all our content really touches women. So over 5 years, my email list and my subscribers, they follow us and they're highly responsive because they've learned to trust us. They know we walk our walk in regard to supporting women on their journey no matter where they may be. So what happened is I really believe that, you know, I'm very spiritual, so that universe put me in this place so that when everyone challenged me to put out a book in January and said, Linda, you need to write your story. And I've been asked for about 7 years now to put my own story out, but I truly don't feel like there's a story there. I think I'm writing an important chapter in my life. So I had no desire to write my own book about my life. But suddenly I said, wait a minute. The universe has given me this amazing platform to reach women globally. Who am I not to use it? And I decided that if I'm going to put out a book with my new publishing company, that it had to match my mission and who I am at my core. And the name Juicy Joyful Life was instantaneous. And I just sent an email to my list and just said, ladies, we've been bringing your stories to life in our website and our mag. Well, now you have an opportunity to be part of a book. And I sent them to the website that explained what the book was, and they had to go through a questionnaire just to get through the process. And then we narrowed it down from there. And so all I did was announce it to my list of Aspire followers, which are all women who are,
wow.
I like, they're aspiring authors.
So
they're wisdom keepers.
When you got all these applications, how did you narrow it down? How did you select? What exactly were you looking for?
A lot of people are going to... I did it intuitively. And I know a lot of... What we did broke the rule on anthology models. And that's what I'm hearing from the outside. For a publicist to pick us up, she called me. We didn't have a publicist. And Susanna, who I'm sure you know.
Yes.
So what happened was when... People didn't realize it, but the questions I asked on that form, the questionnaire, was really about, I needed to know where they were emotionally and spiritually. And what I mean by that is, they can't be in a book that the pure intention is to inspire women, okay? If they themselves haven't done their own inner work and are still in the victim or anger, or they're still carrying this stuff, because then that energy goes into the book. And it was simple questions like this. If you could name your chapter right now, give me three samples of a title. Now, this is before even the phone interview. I could tell energetically by the titles that they chose where they were in their life. Mm-hmm. Example, I had one woman that just wrote about opening her heart. And as soon as you read the name of her title, it was beautiful. It resonated. It told me where her heart is. I read another one that was from hell to high water back to hell again.
Ooh.
I wanted to write back and go, my book is called A Juicy, Joyful Life. See what I mean? So I'm an empath, and I did everything intuitively and energetically. If they made it past the questionnaire part, because due to the response, we were blown away. I was interviewing everyone myself. We had to narrow it. So from the results and what I felt from all their responses would go to the next level, which was a phone call with me. And most of them were blown away because I would spend 30 minutes. Sometimes it went over. And at the end, they go, that's it? And they said, no sales pitch? I said, I don't need to do a sales pitch. I said, the universe already knows who's meant to be in this book. All I have to do is show up and interview.
Mm.
And that's how we did it. We already have three women asking us to publish their own manuscript, and we have two other books already under consideration for our own, similar to A Juicy, Joyful Life, but different, not following like A Juicy, Joyful Life 2. It would be a different name. But we knew that, as you know, self-publishing many years ago had a bad rap. And now, with publishing companies more and more, they don't have the budget anymore to do all the marketing, to do anything. So somebody could wait 5 years to get their book published. Well, guess what? 5 years is too long when they have wisdom to share. So we wanted to show that it can be done. Very classy. We went top-notch on the book. We hired one of the best editors. We actually brought on Hasmark Services for our online bestseller campaign next week. So when these authors held it in their hands, when the publisher saw it, when some of the media has seen it, they keep flipping it over going, there's no way it was self-published.
Mm.
But I know what I want to put out in the world, and I know what my mission is. So when you see it, because I don't think yours has arrived yet, correct?
No, I did get a copy of the book, but I don't know if it's the
No, it's the galley copy.
Yeah,
you received.
Yeah. So yeah. Right.
I remember now because our shipment just arrived. So we had to send you the galley.
Yeah.
So I'm passionate, and that's how we filled the book. All of our authors got a great marketing package. We're helping get their voice out and their individual wisdom out. See, to me, it's just, I feel like I'm the middleman. I bring the written words of others to life and to the world. That's my mission. And the mission behind Inspired Living Publishing, which is the book division, not the magazine, just basically says that we'll provide a venue for all women to bring their wisdom, stories, and insights to life. And we offer both traditional, which is this way, print books.
Mm-hmm.
But what I realized in January, a month after I started interviewing, was, oh, my God, these women are amazing. But not all of them were in a place where they could be part of a print book, investment-wise. But it was driving me crazy that they need to have their voice heard. So in February, I launched a division of Inspired Living called WisdomForWomenEbooks.com. It's still under the publishing label. And now, at no cost, we're launching a series. I think we've got eight, but I think we're taking stories right now for four. An inspirational anthology e-book.
Mm.
I'll give you an example. The Power of Midlife Woman, Dare to Be Bold, Women Who Said Yes to Life. And we're accepting stories from women around the globe and spreading them out to the world because we have a global list. And now all women will now have a voice and venue, whether they can do typical publishing or not, but they still deserve to be heard. So that response has been phenomenal. Every woman wants to be heard. Every woman wants to share her wisdom, and who am I not to give them the place to do it? So it is a business. I mean, I do have the book publishing, but I also want to be of service, and that's where I did the... And when you see them, they're full-color, gorgeous layouts, and they go up the birth to the world, and together we just spread it around and inspire everyone.
Now, you can't be doing all this all by yourself. You must have...
No, I'm a solopreneur. I have my daughter coming over today to help me pack the shipping boxes.
Wow.
I don't have any employees. I've been running the company myself for 5 years. I do have an amazing, amazing graphic designer who is a, you know, outside consultant, mm-hmm. who's been with me for 5 years. She's amazing. And then I have a VA that gives me about 5 to 8 hours a week, and I just started with that, and my goal is to get up. But and she helps with that web stuff. Like, I will design the website and say, this is what I need it to look like. But I create the projects. The only thing I don't do is the techie stuff in the background. But the visions and... all of that. Yeah, I love it, but it doesn't feel like work. I mean, I feel like I'm playing all the time. It's almost guilty. How can you feel like work when you feel like you're making a difference in the world, you love what you do, and you know you're touching people's lives? That's what I think we're all here for. So to be able to do what I'm doing is a blessing.
Yes, I would say you're very fortunate to enjoy what you do, because so many people in the world do not. And it's...
I've been on that side, and I remember. But I've been on my own as an entrepreneur since 92, though that the other business was retail for 11 years. I found my passion. I found what I'm meant to do. I found that, you know, the universe blessed me with a phenomenal platform. If I can use it, so you'll always see, if I'll send you a link later for the magazine, but you'll see it isn't just, I just believe that we're meant to support other women in business. So you'll see we sponsor a lot of events that are about inspiring women in different ways. So example, let's see, Mom's Telesummit's coming up, Healing Ourselves, Healing the World. Where that if we start working on ourselves, we become better mothers. So there's so many events like that that we pick up and sponsor. So everything I do is integrated into one thing, which is to inspire women. I just do it in different ways. But as you look at it and narrow it down, it comes that it's all really about the written word and the spoken word.
Linda, I bet if you were here in Fairfield, you'd be helping with the conference that's coming up the weekend after next, October 2nd, 1st through 3rd, I think we have the 13 Indigenous Grandmothers coming to
amazing,
town.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're going to be there? Are you?
Yes.
Is it far from your home?
No, it's right, you know, a mile away, so not far at all.
Yeah, I would be there. You're blessed to have them there.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's the beauty of a small town. Nothing is very far away.
Where are you calling us from today, Linda?
I'm calling from Lakeville, Massachusetts. So I'm in a small community right on a big, beautiful loon pond, so I'm looking out at the water. Uh-huh. But, yeah, I live right in the middle of nature, so.
Great. You're listening to Writers' Voices with Monica and Caroline, and our guest today is Linda Joy, who is the publisher of Aspire Magazine and the compiler of the anthology A Juicy, Joyful Life. Linda, why don't you read us the foreword of this book so the listeners really get a feel for what this book is about.
Well, I was blessed. Reverend Dr. Charlene M. Proctor, she's someone I've been following for so long in women's empowerment, in the goddess movement, and just really honoring your intuition and your divine. And when she She's always known who I was in the magazine, so she knew me in that realm. But she held a conversation with me and said, you know, Linda, share with me about your book and the reason behind it. And we spoke for maybe an hour. And suddenly she goes, give me 48 hours and I'm going to send you. She sent me the foreword. And, you know, of course, as you know, you're a little nervous because you're not sure if they will get what your vision is. By the time I got to the third paragraph, I was already in tears. It was like she crawled into my heart and knew my reasoning for putting it in. So I would be honored to be able to read it because it touched me so much. Spiritual growth, says Sir Bargain, always begins where you are, not where you want to be. This is his favorite advice, which he gives spiritual seekers who travel to India and want to shed their past traumas so they can move forward in life with strength and dignity. His goal is to show people who seek a relationship with the divine the joy of a life that is free from pain. I've been there. I know it's entirely possible to empty our bodily containers of fear, regret, worry, self-doubt, and old emotional programming and conditioning and live in the present moment. But we must make a conscious decision to stop clinging to our old stories and reliving them. If we want to experience true freedom, we must be willing to give up our suffering and let go of fear. There is no room for personal or spiritual growth when our lives are polluted by the agonies of the past. One of our greatest tasks is to be willing to experience uncertainty. Will we have enough? Will we be alone? What happens when we give up our old relationships, old jobs? The uncertainty of making sudden and drastic change in our lives might look like we are choosing to run adrift, but that is only an outward appearance. It's an illusion and not the truth of what is. There is no separation from our source, which sustains us completely. Adopting a new attitude, achieving financial independence, choosing emotional self-reliance, these are only human rites of passage that help us release our worries so we can find the essence of what constitutes us as individuals. What is underneath is gorgeous and strong. How can this not be true when each of us is an individual spark of divine creation? Clearly, our individual and collective narratives of how spirit experiences life through us. Contemplating our stories is where the learning resides, where the spiritual journey begins. Instead of regurgitating our fears and victimhood, what we ought to be doing is taking a closer look at the emerging wisdom arising from our everyday experiences. In the East, we are taught that our external state always mirrors our internal state of consciousness. Our lives unfold according to the level of consciousness we choose. When we align with higher consciousness, we demonstrate positive values and easily manifest health and prosperity, our natural state. At that time, we can declare to the universe that we wish to link up to its loving presence, and then, and only then, are all things possible. We can manifest excellent health and healing, abundance and financial prosperity, and nurturing relationships. Emotional healing, the kind that leads to the discovery of the vast quantity of space we have to fill with our authentic self, happens in many ways. For some of us, it's a mystical translation of energy, a downloading from the matrix of grace that washes us clean and gives us a blank page on which to write something new. For others, it is simply a willingness to see. In the oneness movement, we like to say, to see is to be free, which means that we cannot truly discover our authentic self until we are willing to give up our suffering and pain and toss away the dense lampshade that covers our natural light. When we are aware and see, we often discover that our mind, which is a tool we are supposed to use to navigate life, has enslaved us. It keeps looking for different solutions to the same old problems and keeps us in a state of unrest. A mind that is not at ease is one that favors the playing of old mental movies over and over again, but always hoping for a different ending. Freedom from the past begins when we decide to adopt a high level of thought awareness. It takes discipline to achieve this state of awareness. Many spiritual students have agonized over the difficulties of quieting their overactive minds. But we cannot be at peace, nor be at ease with ourselves without awareness. breaking out of the depths of despair and moving into the juicy, joyful life that Linda Joy speaks about is the result of practicing awareness of the present. To live joyfully, we must give our attention to where we are at that moment and just see. The power to lead a juicy life percolates in the present moment, not in yesterday or tomorrow, but today. Today is the first day of our journey toward authenticity. We can never experience freedom or bliss if we have no acceptance or appreciation of the present moment. The present moment is where the creative energy of the imagination resides, and we cannot be present with the joy of life that is ours if we cannot experience people as they are without wrapping them up in layers of judgment or comparison. These old ideas about ourselves are made worse when we filter life through unforgiveness. The hardest part comes from our inability to fill ourselves up with a sense of the divine presence, which is ultimately perfect in every way. A person who learns to work in conjunction with the divine is authentic in every way. He or she is magnetic and expresses a level of confidence that inspires others. People who see the perfection of life are capable of seeing tragedy as a blessing. They can shift their perspective so that they can see the positive in any situation. Yes, it takes a lot of courage to override the mind's ongoing commentary and make a commitment to stop struggling. When I read the stories in this book, I see women who have raised their consciousness, their awareness of what is, and their honesty with their struggles encourages each of us to re-examine our own human experiences. These women have experienced the full range of fear, yet they rose above hate, insecurity, comparison, jealousy, anger, discontent, and pain. But rather than banish those emotions from their journeys, or worse, hang on to them as unwanted baggage, these women have given themselves permission to honor the gift each seemingly negative experience brings. In doing so, they have accepted divine guidance and made themselves available to participate in a relationship with a higher power. They have chosen to be present. They have analyzed less and experienced more. They have invited grace into their lives. Linda Joy and I have a common bond. Our passages from emotional poverty to empowerment have shown us that it is just as easy to see life as a collection of old wounds that contaminate our relationships as it is to see life as a set of ideas that contribute to our emotional and spiritual growth. Linda and I both know that when old wounds fester, we develop attitudes and behaviors to cover them, a heavy armor that blocks us from fully experiencing life. This describes the despair of an unconscious existence, a self-chosen victimhood that translates into an inability to relate to people as they are. Linda and I have both liberated and empowered ourselves by sharing a vital message in our work. Come to terms with your past by letting go of it. Look for wisdom in where you are right now. To see order and disorder in all forms, practice awareness at the highest level. When you recognize disorder, take a deep breath and just move forward. Life has an amazing quality that transforms us into extraordinary spiritual teachers. Encourage others to empower themselves with the wisdom of their everyday experiences. It's what this book is about. A juicy, joyful life will show you that every woman can transform someone else when she shares her authentic story. This book will encourage you to see reality as a wonderful opportunity to grow your passion for your work, your family, and yourself. And by sharing, you can discover your own reality. Our ability to evolve arises from knowing our essence. Our presence as consciousness, and consciousness is always becoming aware of what is. Spirit lives through us. It is an internal presence that is never static. Our biggest challenge is to reinterpret life in such a way that we become wide open channels for the present. This is when our natural state of being comes forth. The stories in this book will show you that you no longer have to see yourself as an object in the world. Instead, you can see yourself as part of the eternal, infinite stuff, which is God happening through you. When you see this truth, that is, when you begin to live the juicy and joyful life these women are writing about, remember, life is deliciously flavored with our uniqueness. We are safe and secure. We are loved beyond measure. All we have to do is move forward. Reverend Dr. Charlene M. Proctor.
Thank you, Linda. That was Linda Joy reading the foreword from her new anthology, A Juicy, Joyful Life.
And that juicy, joyful life is possible for all of us. But we have to accept the possibility.
Linda, you mentioned that the title was instantaneous. How did that happen? How did you find the title?
It's funny because everyone that ever meets me, including my honey, always says, "You always got this goofy grin on your face." So I walk around the goofy grocery store, you know, pushing the car, and I get this goofy grin. Like, I always have been told, especially since I've done so much inner work, probably in the last 3 or 5 years, they're like, "My God, do you ever have a bad day?" I go, "No, I choose not to." I've always, like even the colors of the book. So my name's Joy, and I'm always been called Joyful, but I saw this image, and it was the heart-shaped orange that you see, which is zest and love. It was everything that I saw, and when I saw that image, I said, "That's it." And everything came together. Juicy is, think of it, when you get the freshest piece of fruit, we'll say an orange, it's amazing. I mean, you got the zest of life and you're squeezing everything out of it. Isn't that like life? Mm. When you're fully open to it, you want to squeeze all you can out of it. So to me, A Juicy, Joyful Life is when women turn inward and just get to know themselves on an authentic level, you can't help but start experiencing A Juicy, Joyful Life. And I have that goofball energy. So I wanted something light, I wanted it inspirational, and that title came and it stuck.
And the subtitle is Inspiration from Women Who Found the Sweetness in Every Day.
Yes, and I will tell you, I have some amazing women who were brave to share their stories. I mean, they removed their masks, because we all have stories, and we all have a past, and we all have made mistakes. But it's when we embrace them and know that the lessons contain. So we have women that have overcome debilitating anxiety to, you know, divorce, to death. So many experiences through this book. And what it is it's universal experiences. It's something that we all go through, but we don't have to let them destroy us or remove the joy from our lives. It's just learning how to shift how you look at your experiences instead of labeling them negative or bad. So really my purpose for the book is to say, you know, we all know someone that's gone through something worse than us. And you meet them and you go, "Well, how is she holding on? How is she able to maintain that, you know, that spark for life again?" And I like to say, because she chooses to. You know, it's a choice, love or fear. So when you shift, because if you knew me 10, 15 years ago, I was the opposite. I was a fear-based thinker, a worrywart, always looking at the worst-case scenario. Always had a happy heart, but my outlook was more distrustful, more on guard. And I'll tell you, if you can compare the two ways of living, I never want to go back that way. Mm. So I can speak from experience when I say living from within is phenomenal. As women, across the board, look at media telling us we're not good enough. You turn on the TV, if you're a blonde, be a brunette. Get liposuction. You know, fix your eyes. Get blue eyes, turn them green. How can any woman feel good about themselves when everything is telling us not to? Secondly, everything is telling us, enhance your outside, do this, you know. Well, guess what? You don't need to do any of that. Just stop looking on the outside of yourself and start turning inward, and you'll find everything you need. But I think it's really hard for women right now, especially young women coming up in the world, you know, like the young teens right now. Those poor kids are getting bombarded with self-worth issues. So everything I try to do is to tell women, when you stop looking outside yourself for validation, for security, you'll discover an amazing treasure chest within yourself. And I discovered it within myself, and that's why I'm so passionate to say, "My God, ladies, I looked outside myself for 30 years, and guess what? Everything I was looking for, I already had." So that really feeds my passion. So when I said earlier that it doesn't feel like work for me, it really doesn't. I found my mission. I know what I'm here for. I know what every life experience brought me to today so that I could have compassion and understanding for women wherever they are on their journey. So now I look back at my past and go, oh, that's why that happened. So that's, I guess, what I want to really instill with a book. And the flip side is giving women a voice to be able to share their wisdom. You must hear from a lot of aspiring authors who want to put out a book. They just don't know the next step. Do you
experience
that a lot?
Yes.
So. And they just think of it. We don't just wake up one day and go, I want to be a published author and hold my book in my hands. No, they wake up with this innate desire to be heard, to share what's inside and birth it into the written word. And, of course, the end result would love to be a book. But there's many women who just to see their name in print, whether it's in a magazine, just the point of being heard is more powerful for them, for some of them, than holding the book in their hand. And right now, more than ever, women need to be heard. It's the shift that's happening. They're just having an awakening of, is this all there is?
Well, Linda, if we have listeners out there who have a story needing to be told, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, we have a couple opportunities. As I mentioned, if they go to Wisdom for Women eBooks, each eBook, and they'll see it on the website, has submission guidelines and gives you a theme. So to be part of that, you would send it in, and, you know, as long as the story fit our theme and was a match, energetic match, too. In other words, we want inspirational. Then we just send them an email and follow up from there so they can submit their stories right online. It's online submission form. Second, if they want to know about all the different publishing, like we'll be announcing our next book and call for authors probably in October. If they don't want to miss that, they should go to inspiredlivingpublishing.com. And if they sign up for that email newsletter, that's how we reach our people. They get a free gift, too. That's how we reach our people to say, here's the upcoming project. I'll give an example. Last week, I just did a telesummit that I hosted called Birth Your Book with National Writing Coach Lisa Tenner. So I spoke about authentic platform building, which, as you know, is building your list so that a publisher or agent will look at you.
Right.
And that's what I'm passionate about. So that's what I help people with. Lisa is the writing coach. So we held our first Publish Summit on the 15th. 853 people signed up for our first one.
Wow.
It was amazing. I was a little nervous, too, because it's a little different than doing a radio interview. A radio interview, you flow.
Right.
But we did an hour and a half, and we wanted to give them substance and structure. And it was for my audience of aspiring authors to say, you know, you can birth the book, but you take one step at a time. You know, because they get so overwhelmed thinking, I can never publish a book. Well, let's see. Can you write a word? Paragraph. See, when you break it down, though, doesn't it sound doable?
Right, it's like our favorite writer on writing, Annie Lamott, in her book Bird by Bird.
Yep, and start where you stand. That was
from Sally Felton
like
a couple
weeks
ago.
It's like that with everything in life. When you're scared of trying something new or stepping outside yourself, I go, stop looking at the big picture because you're allowing yourself to get
overwhelmed. Absolutely.
Yeah. If you break down whenever there's something new, so that's what we spoke about and how to get it. And my part of the talk was, okay, aspiring authors, don't wait until you are published and then say, now what do I do? And you don't even have an email list, a social media presence, any of the above. What I love working with aspiring authors and some that I'm working with that already have their book out is how did I bring Aspire from a regional print publication, which we were print for for 4.5 years. In last September, we launched digitally and globally, because I wanted a larger presence to get my mission out, and we launched the mission to inspire 100,000 women. And Aspire Magazine committed to giving away the magazine digitally to 100,000 women across the globe. In less than 90 days, we hit double digits on our subscriber list.
Wow.
So now other authors, because print, publishing a magazine is the same concept as that what they're trying to do. So then organizations and companies started coming, going, how did you do that? But build an authentic list, which means everyone on my list is truly committed to what I do, which is inspire women. They're either supporters of it because they believe the world needs it, and they want the content of the mag. So now I use the tools that I learned to grow Aspire authentically, because you know there's other marketing ways out there that just don't resonate with many of us, and now I teach others how to do it. And in November, I'll be launching a platform building for aspiring authors and self-published authors, because many of them don't realize that, yes, getting your book, to be honest, writing the book and getting it published is the easy part. Getting it out to the world, the tough part.
Well, they all have their challenges, but let's talk a little bit more about what platform means, because that's something that I've just really started hearing about recently. And all the major publishing companies, large and small, major and, you know, and the smaller ones too, when they're considering submissions, they used to consider the topic of the book, you know, how much interest there would be in the topic and how well it was written. Now, those things are still very important, but this concept of platform has been added to it.
So you've discovered that, and because I'm in magazine publishing, which is different from book, but because I have relationships with all the book publishers, because, of course, they want me to run their author's articles in my magazine,
mm-hmm.
built many great relationships over the years with different publishing houses. And what they've shared with me is this, Linda, the days are gone of us doing marketing, etc. We're not going to take on a book with the tight budgets that they are running on if the author themselves doesn't even have a platform. And we'll clarify what platform is. Platform is your list, your following. When I say list, now they look at email lists because that's what they want. They want to know your social media list, and they will ask you,
how
your
many
links and everything.
How many friends do you have on Facebook?
Yes, you've got to be on Facebook. They want to know what your Twitter following is. They want to know how many times you've spoken, and if you have, were you paid? How many were in attendance? They want to know, well, if I pick up this author, can she sell books right off the bat to her own following? If you don't have a following, that puts an antenna up. This is their description to me. It puts an antenna up that says, there's been a lot of amazing writers out there, but we're in business. We're in a book publishing business. We can't put out a book that doesn't even have an innate following with its own author.
Right.
So now, as Lisa shared in the call, because she is a national book writing coach, and yes, some of her clients have got picked up by, some have self-published, and some have got picked up by Simon & Schuster, Random House, some have been on Montel, Oprah, etc. But she said, now it's tougher and tougher. And with the huge success of print-on-demand in the other options in publishing, they're watching their budget more. So basically, I love to say to women, I know you put so much passion behind writing the book, but now you're going to have cases of books when they get delivered, and no relationship with anyone, because I call your marketing as a relationship. I don't like to use the word marketing. You don't have created relationships. So what I like to advise is, as soon as you are firm on your concept for your book, you already need to start blogging about it. You need to start building your presence and getting a following. I'll give you an example of one woman that's really been doing great. She self-published. Her book came out like 6 weeks before us. She's actually in my book, but she self-published her own book. It'll come to me, the name, in a minute. I know it's Mr. Wrong. And are you stuck with Mr. Wrong? Now, I know, but I got to tell you, the way she did it was powerful. Well, she has just revamped her website, building a social media list, because she said, I wish I knew all this 5 months ago. And she just got an interview on Essen 4 weeks after the book launch. She's one that takes the ball and runs. Now, if she said, if I knew what I knew, I would have started doing this a year ago, because now she has cases of books. So you see, it's kind of like building a buzz.
Right.
You know, you want to say to people, well, here's some blog excerpts, and really they're mini excerpts from the book that you're writing. And think about it. It doesn't have to be actual excerpts. What you're doing is starting to build an interest, a following. You start to post on other people's blogs. So for aspiring authors that are starting to build the concept for their book, blogging is also used as a great way to define which direction you're going to go. Because what will happen is you may have a book in your mind, but you start blogging and getting responses back, you may discover, well, my target audience really doesn't want that angle, but they really respond to this angle. It gives you a lot of live input. Instead of writing the wrong book, it helps you define the right book for you. Does that make sense? Based on your audience's response.
Of course, you have to be careful. Sometimes you can get lost doing that, too, because if you're, you know, I've had writers, like in writers' groups and so forth, that you're getting, or they're workshopping their manuscripts, and you're getting feedback from all these different people, and everybody's saying something different, and you have to... you have to keep strong about what you want, too, because people are always wanting you to write their book rather than your book.
Yes.
So you have to be careful of that.
Something I never thought of, and let me see if I can remember how Lisa said it, because it was in the class last week. Someone asked a question, and she said, you know, a lot of people want to write a book. They want to write their book. And she says, but really, you should be looking at it is, what book can I write that my readers want to read? Because you can write a book, but if you don't know your target audience, and I mean not just target audience, woman 45. I mean woman 45 who are divorced with two children, you know, you narrow who you're speaking to. Because when you try to write a book focused at everyone, you know it doesn't work because you can't market it. She said on her end, one of the biggest things she's heard back from publicists and agents is when I get a book proposal in and I ask target market and they go, oh, just about everyone. I mean, it doesn't even get past me because it's impossible to market a book to just about everyone.
Right.
And then the other thing is, she notes, is when the author doesn't know their exact target market down to, they like Starbucks over Dunkin' Donuts. Like intimate details, because they should be writing to speak to that audience. That puts a red flag up, because if they don't know it, the reader's not going to know it.
You also have to
the book's the one for them. So she shared some great insights with me, but platform building is social media presence, building your email list. This is one of the biggest things, it's one of my pet peeves. So many people have amazing, beautiful websites. Whether they're aspiring authors or any other kind of internet business, they don't even have an opt-in box on their website. That's one that I see happen over and over again.
And what do you mean by an opt-in box?
Okay. I'll give you an example. An opt-in box, so think of it this way. Someone visits your site. What's your purpose? And I'll ask you this. What's your purpose of having a website?
Depends on what business you're asking about.
Uh-oh, all right, hold on. Okay, I'll word it this way.
Okay.
Anyone that has a website, it's because they're trying to attract online global connections, correct?
That makes sense, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you're in business, you don't want them just coming to your website and walking away, because then, one, you don't know what they were looking at, why they were there. And opt-in boxes, and you've seen them, it's where they give you their email address and name.
Right.
And usually some people give a newsletter.
Right.
Okay, that's an opt-in box.
So you're capturing information about the visitor.
And that's how you build your email list.
Right.
Right. Now, here's the biggest thing I see. Most people on their opt-in box say, hi, sign up for my email newsletter. Well, as you and I both know, we get a lot of emails every day.
Right.
Someone doesn't want to sign up for an email newsletter. But if you say, hi, sign up for this free downloadable report that happens to come with the newsletter, they are going to do it because they see they're getting something of value, immediate gratification. But it has to be something related to what you do. Like one of my free downloads at my websites are the power of collaborative ebooks to build your business, drive traffic, and reach a target market. And a collaborative ebook is an anthology inspirational ebook. So that's one of the other things, because without an opt-in box, they're visiting your site, but you're not capturing them so you can continue an ongoing relationship with them.
Right.
Make sense?
Right.
So it's one of the biggest things, and they go, but my website's so pretty. I said, yes, it is.
But it, you
not
mean
why
more than
you're
just
a life coach. That's not why you're an author. You are trying to build a business. You want to create a relationship with them. Your email newsletter is the first step to a relationship.
Right.
Know you. They get to trust you. They get to know who you are. So then when a product comes out of yours, they say, ooh, I've been following her for a while. I like her style. Let me check out this product. But imagine if you don't have an opt-in box. They're just coming by your site and visiting, so it's like,
and you'll never know.
Cream shop with no ice cream. So and it's they want to, if they landed on your page even for 1 minute, it's because they want to know more. And guess what? You just shut the door on them because they have no way of reaching out.
Linda, I want to ask you a little bit more about your publishing company, Inspired Living Publishing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it designed to help people self-publish? Is that kind of the business model?
Well, to be honest, we've been letting the business model unfold.
Okay.
Well, originally what was going to happen was I was putting out this book. I knew I wanted at least one more under my belt, and then I would start looking at others' manuscripts. But what happened is amazing visionaries and authors are coming and going, Linda, you know, we love your model. So now we're kind of in the process of redefining. We really thought we'd put our own series of books out. But organically, it's evolving that there is amazing people out there that need help in the self-publishing industry. And I'm meeting with two tomorrow. So yes, we are looking at a concept of why can't we use our platform, as long as the genre is inspiration, personal development, and, you know, in that my audience is about, would we consider it? And that's where we're leaning towards.
Great.
So I'm holding a few conversations in the next few weeks because I'm blessed that I have the platform, we have the team, and the connections. I just got to see how I can best benefit and make sure it's a great benefit to those coming up. But look at, we founded it in January, and all my authors in less than 5 months, because most of them signed in April, May, are holding their books in their hands today.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, Linda,
we were like little kids in the parking lot today. Some of the authors met us and were taking pictures and pulling me up on the big truck.
Well, Linda, we have 2 minutes left. And what would be your parting words of advice for aspiring writers?
Take baby steps. Reach out. There are so many blogs, internet websites like my own. In fact, I'll let them, aspiremag.net. In another month, we're launching a website, and you will see a button on there. It could be 2 months. It'll say submit a story. We're changing our website so all women can just sign up with a password and enter their stories into our website. We want to give women a voice. So I would say blogging, as many blogs as you can participate in to share your writing, submitting them to publications like Aspire and other amazing publications out there. But just keep putting the words out, getting your wisdom out into the world.
WritersVoices.com offers a free blog opportunity for writers. You can have a blog on WritersVoices.com, and our kind of tagline is Get the Words Out.
Oh, that's beautiful. We're so in alignment.
Very good.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being with us here today. And be sure and stay in touch and let us know when your next anthology is being published.
I will. And I'm going to send a few of our authors and writers to your blog.
Great.
Oh,
great.
Wonderful.
And
so we'll share that with them. Be sure to stay in touch and send me the link to this interview. We'll spread the word.
We'll do that. We will do that. We'll have this interview up on both KRUUFM.com in our archives and on writersvoices.com within a couple of weeks.
So I had a great time, lady.
Thank you. And have a wonderful day.
You too.
And I want to leave you with this. I love this. This is from Henry Kissinger. The nice thing about being a celebrity is that when you bore people, they think it's their fault.
So stay tuned now for Planet Erstwhile with James Moore coming right up. And there's lots of wonderful things going on in Fairfield this weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
We have the Wellness Expo at the Fairfield Convention Center tomorrow all day. Some wonderful speakers, including Matt Hoover, whom we interviewed a couple weeks ago. The winner of the second season of The Biggest Loser and the author of Matt Hoover's Guide to Life, Love, and Losing Weight. And, oh my, there's so much else coming up. And then don't forget the Indigenous Grandmothers Conference the following weekend, which is fantastic. So stay tuned now and for Planet Erstwhile with James Moore. And see you next week on Writers' Voices.
Writers' Voices is hosted, produced, and engineered by Monica Hadley, Caroline Kilborn, and Shemaine Montana. Archives available at KRUUFM.com and writersvoices.com. Writers' Voices is a production of KRUULP 100.1 FM, broadcasting from the Cultural District in Fairfield, Iowa.